Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio today with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John.
Hi there, Danny.
It's great to be with you again. Today, we're going to talk about Genesis chapter 2 and continuing the story of the creation of the world and how, well, you better say the words because I might be saying them wrong, but the title of this one is a set
Instatu
of Latin.
Instatu vie, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that means on a journey or on a progression of a journey.
Yeah, everything is packed with potential. That's how God created. It's all filled with potential. There's potential for evil because God said, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. Whatever that meant to them, okay. And there is the potential of good. Think about it, Danny. For plants to grow, for Adam and Eve to tend and build the garden out using their creativity. Think about their own souls full of potential of growing too. It needs time and space to develop.
Yeah. In other
words, so as we said before, God didn't create everything just perfect in a complete sort of way that we would like it to be, really, but we hope it to be in the end.
Yeah.
But he made things with potentiality, right? And we talked about the binariness of things last time.
Yep.
Yeah, so the three elements of chaos, darkness, watery deep, formless earth, they're built in, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise to me when I read your post on ancienthopes.org. I never put two and two together the way I probably should have, but this post really helped me to understand that all the times that we've talked in the past about us moving toward perfection and not being created perfect, like Adam and Eve,
right?
You know, they were created to become perfect.
Yeah,
the earth was the same way. So these things that were the things of darkness or the things where there was kind of a sense of evil, God didn't create them as evil. God created them as parts of the earth.
Right.
But they weren't finished. They were doing that thing by moving toward a state of perfection.
That's right. And so what we have here is the space given for Adam and Eve to grow in statu vie. And that would have happened even if they hadn't fallen.
Yes.
Okay. Because again, the idea of nakedness, there's an innocence, there's a childlikeness. They knew that they didn't know everything. There was that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We assumed, and all the church fathers assumed, that if they were obedient and they grew along with God and with their choices, and they would have been able to partake of the tree, and then they would have been on to the perfect state sometime down the line, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah. But that was God's plan. You know, that seems like.
Yeah, yeah, that's an option, right?
Yeah,
and there's a lot of options here in this life, Danny.
Yep.
And it's all rigged so that every choice we make has a consequence.
That's
okay?
Right, yeah.
We don't like that in our culture. We like to do what we want without any consequences, but it doesn't work that way. It's all rigged, you know, by God. So now that they have fallen, we're going to talk about the fall.
Yes.
I think maybe next week or next post or I don't know, whatever. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But once the fall happened, these elements of chaos take on moral significance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Darkness is not just only darkness, but there's moral darkness.
Okay, gotcha.
And it really becomes an evil thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, this takes us, of course, to John chapter 1. But throughout all scripture, darkness has a moral tinge. Yeah, Bill Pullman came to that same word. Right, that's good. Right. And then the watery deep, of course, becomes death, you know. And,
yeah.
And the sea monsters is the face of evil. We've talked about this before. Yeah. It's Leviathan, right? Mm-hmm. It's interesting, isn't it, how scripture picks up on these primal motifs and even unapologetically picks up the pagan ideas too. I mean,
yes.
There's this beautiful poem in Psalm 74, verses 12 through 17. Let me read it, okay?
Go ahead, John.
Yet God, my King, is from old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your might. You broke the heads of Leviathan. I mean, that's not in chapter 1
right.
or 2 of exactly. Genesis, right? You gave him as food for the sharks, however that's translated. You cut open springs and brooks. You dried up the ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day. Yours is the night. You have established luminaries in the sky. You fixed all the bounds of the earth. You made summer and winter. But that whole thing of broken the heads of Leviathan, mm-hmm. In the ancient pagan motifs, Leviathan is the chaos monster. God defeats it and smashes it. And so it picks up on these motifs that everyone in the culture around them would have understood.
Sure.
But it's baptized. It's made orthodox in the sense that evil is not eternal. It's, you know, that dualism we talked about, but it's something that God has allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so is the sense in that reading, is the sense that there are just these two still opposites, these two binary things, or is the sense that God defeats, you know, do you feel like
right.
that's what the reading is saying, or is it saying more like, these two things do exist.
It's just basically saying that creation is a mighty act of God. Okay.
Uh-huh,
now the pagans would say it was defeating the chaos monster.
Okay.
Right. What it's really saying is that God has put order to everything, even by subjugating the elements of chaos.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a good thing God does. He puts boundaries to it. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
But since the fall, chaos breaks out. And we've got moral problems, okay? We've got monsters to fight. And yes, by saying, you know, he defeated Leviathan, in our movement toward perfection, we have to fight the monster.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
Since the fall, chaos breaks out, and we've got moral problems, okay? We've got monsters to fight. And yes, by saying, you know, he defeated Leviathan, in our movement toward perfection, we have to fight the monster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's the choice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we can choose to fight the monster and fight evil and do those things, or we have the free will to do otherwise and kind of go outside the boundaries, right?
Right. Yeah. So that's what we're made for, potentiality, right?
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about perfection later, what the Bible means by perfection, but it really is an orientation. You're oriented toward God. And when you're oriented toward God, you grow.
Yeah.
You grow.
Even me, even wandering off the path toward God every once in a while, my direction is toward God.
That's right.
And so the growth
we trip and fall.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
doesn't trip and fall?
Sure.
But when we do, we get up
mm-hmm.
and we keep on going.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at this book of Revelation, you'll see that the elements of chaos don't even exist anymore.
Hmm. Ah, okay.
Right. There's no more darkness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Sure. Of course.
And even the luminaries are no longer
mm-hmm.
because Jesus is the light.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be in we'll be seeing uncreated light. Okay. Uh-huh. And we think that light is beautiful now, but yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you know, I love the sun, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
But if you stay out too long with it, what happens?
You get burned.
You get burned, right. You know, and you get hot, you get sweaty, you know, and then now, and this time of the year, it hardly gives any heat off at all, right?
You know? Yeah, exactly. So and far so away, yeah.
We are subject to these elements, okay, that are imperfect. Mm-hmm. I love the sun, okay? But in the future, you know, what we look forward to, won't be any watery deep, Danny. And I know you love, well, you like the forest and the lakes. So you're not a beach person, right? Is that correct?
Right. But yeah. I love the fact that when I swim across Deep Creek Lake.
Yeah. You swim across it?
Yeah. There's a spot where we swim across every day, actually.
Oh, good
there's
heavens.
We're in a cove and it's about an eighth of a mile or something like that. So we swim over and back and it's about a quarter of a mile total swimming. But in the middle of that, that's about 60 feet deep.
Oh, my. And you think and about so I'm that just, when you're...
Yes.
Now, just think if there was a chaos monster in there.
Yeah, okay. I need to think about it. They talk about there being sharks in Deep Creek Lake, but that's kind of scary enough.
Right. The point of this is that I would like to think, even though in Revelation it says there's no more sea or ocean, I think what they're really saying is there's no more evil.
Right, yeah.
So I think that everything we see in the earth as we have it now, it's going to be there except for it's going to be glorified. So if you like to go to the beach for a vacation, I think that in heaven there is indeed going to be
still there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So it's okay. The new heaven, the new earth, those symbols or those things that are talked about, the new heaven and the new earth in Revelation. It'll be the same but different because all of those things, the evil, the darknesses won't.
Right.
Be around us.
And there won't be any formless earth, okay? Okay.
Right.
Because that's chaos, okay? It's going to be an olive garden, right? Mm-hmm. So everything's going to come to the fullest of perfection that we think of as being complete at the end.
Yeah.
But God intentionally created everything for potentiality, everything to grow, and for us to grow morally in our choices, in our work, our creativity. And everything that God has packed into us by giving us his image of being human. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I think that word potentiality or the potential of something, again, when you're using that word today, and that's not something that I think about in my own life, you know, but I certainly, from the time I was young, I goofed around a lot. I didn't do well in school because I just goofed around. I was smart, but
yeah,
I goofed around.
Are a lot alike in that. I just goofed around, except for I wasn't very smart.
So I got by, you know, that's
right.
The thing. But I had this potential, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the key. That's what I'm getting out of this, you know, this whole conversation is that I know I had this incredible potential. I did great when I, you know, after school, you know, again, I didn't do that great in college. I only got about a half a degree. I went to night school for 9 years and that's all I got out of it. But family, work, all those things, I'm retired now. I had a great life and learned so much,
that's right.
In my life. So I had this potential to do well and, you know, to learn.
Well, I think, you know, isn't that what Jesus always is harking back to? He's always going back to the garden.
Yes.
To growth, potentiality, right? He's always, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if we labor in our own human powers, we're not going to get anywhere.
Right.
But if we let the divine flow through us, that is Jesus, then we find ourselves doing things, Danny,
that we never could
believe that we could do. And that's what I'm hearing from you right now.
Oh, absolutely.
You look back, that's the way we should look back at our life as old people and say, wow, God truly exists.
Yeah. And that even happens in the smallest of moments too, because I'm dealing with some kind of an issue or something like that. And if I can just let go and just allow God to lead me in that, then good things happen.
Yeah, and just one more thing about this whole thing. In statu va, it means life is a journey. We have to understand that as wonderful this life is, it's a journey, okay? We are journeying onto that perfection that we were made for and what our soul longs for.
Mm-hmm.
I love that quote from St. Augustine.
Right, yeah.
Because we look at the saints up on our glass windows in our churches. They look so absolutely perfect and right. wonderful. But, you know, the truth of the matter is
they were just humans, just like human. Us.
They, you know, really, you know, they are, you know. And so when he realized that he wasn't going to reach in his life that absolute perfection he's looking for, he says he says, "Let me enter my chamber and sing my songs of love to thee, groaning with inexpressible groaning in my distant wandering." There's that journey thing. "And remembering Jerusalem with my heart stretching upwards and longing for it. Jerusalem, my fatherland, Jerusalem, who is my mother."
Wow.
So we live with longing and this yearning, this longing, St. Augustine said elsewhere, makes the soul deep.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on a journey, but there's still this beauty in this life of growing, you know, and if we're not growing, Danny,
then that's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah. But for me, the thing is, and my, you know, final word about this is that it's the realization that we're on the journey and always learning, getting better, moving toward perfection.
That's
and that there will be a perfected time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if we say that this world is our home, we're in for great disappointment. Okay.
Yeah, I'm disappointed already. Okay, good. Well, thanks. Thanks so much. Well, let's end after, you know, talking about St. Augustine.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay, God bless.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to ancienthopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.